You guys ready to move on to Paco del Stinko? I like the lively bass in the intro. I heard that right away.
Yeah, I thought this song is really cool and charmingly violent and kind of funny. And I know that some song fighters only really like the ABAB or the ABCB verses, or maybe even the AABB. But I've always really loved the more kind of surprising ABCCs, because you're expecting an ABCB, especially if the first verse is like an ABCB, or like in this song, it's more of an AABCB for the first verse, and then an AABCC for the second verse, because he doubles up a rhyme in the very first line, which is always great and always really effective. But then, of course, when you throw away all of that and go for the CC ending instead of a CB, then it's always kind of like, you know, we've done that a couple of times too. Yeah. Where we're like, you know, people are expecting, and people complain about it. I think even Micah complained about it. He's like, I wanted an ABCB, and it's like, and I got an ABCC, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, well, that's why we did it.
Yeah, so, Micah can't complain about that.
Yeah, yeah. Shut up, Micah. So, but yeah, no, I think everything fits. I just think it's a little more delightful when it's kind of harder to anticipate exactly how it's going to fit together like that.
Subverting expectations is tight.
Yeah, yeah, especially when you still get something out of it. It's just not what you expected. So it's a great production, great performances, great vocal work, and great backing vocals. So I like this one a lot.
I thought this was a good song, too. I liked how he had a lot of variations in the vocal melody throughout the verse, but not in a way that really detracted from the musicality. Paco, of course, is immensely skilled. Sometimes I kind of get the impression that he's using his skill more to amuse himself than to produce a great song, but not here. I think this one is really good. I think this is one of my favorites of his, and I liked it.
It was a nice break from a lot of the more hippy-dippy songs. It's nice to hear some, you know, densely layered instrumentation, like there's piano, there's bass, there's drums, there's lead guitar, there's rhythm guitar, there's harmony vocals. I like how he uses the title at the start of each verse. You know, you don't always have to have the title be part of a chorus hook, so it's nice when people mix it up a little bit. The chorus, I thought, was not really distinct from the verse melody. I mean, you can tell that you're in the chorus because that's when the harmony vocals come in, like on How Much Is Enough. And there's just not a clear chorus hook here. As a matter of fact, there's not a clear hook, I think, anywhere in the song. So you're just kind of along for the ride. There's not a lot that's catchy or sticks in your head. This is probably not a song I'll be humming and singing down the road. And I guess I had a minor criticism that the song seems almost like it's a platform for Paco's lead guitar playing. Like, there's great lead guitar performances in the instrumental break and in the solo and in the ending. And that's maybe not a criticism, but sometimes I wish he'd focus more on some of the more nuts and bolts aspects of the songwriting than necessarily all of the effort I'm sure he puts into his lead playing.
Yes. Punish him for his talent.
Yes. Screw that guy. Because I cannot play all those instruments as well as he does. Damn.
I can't believe how good he is at playing all those and getting it all done every time. And he submits all the time. It's very impressive.
Yeah.